absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig tverkulturell.
Absolut interkulturalisch.
Absolutamente interkulturell.
Absolutely intercultural.
Hello and welcome to show 226 of our podcast, Absolutely Intercultural, in which we are going to focus on the culture of teaching and learning. My name is Laurent Borgmann, and I will guide you through the show today. By the way, we have a new editor, Hari Gautam, exchange student from the Indian Institute of Technology in Madras. In our first category, Absolutely Learnable, Hannah Peter from Canada, who is both an exchange student and a course assistant at Reinhard Campus, explains what classroom response systems are and how this can change the culture and the teaching methods in the classroom. How we learn is as important as what we learn in the classroom. Hannah explains how new technology can help students gain confidence to speak up anonymously in a big group.
It's completely anonymous, which is also very helpful. Okay. And this is mostly what I mean with confidence. So if a student gives the wrong answer, the spotlight's not on them.
In the second category, Absolutely Teachable, Jalal Kawash, also from Canada, talks about the teacher's perspective of making the classroom more interactive. He also warns that technology can backfire when we are not careful about how we use it in the classroom.
If you design a feedback question and then you see most of the class get it wrong and you keep on going, you don't address that.
Okay.
So what is the purpose of this question in the first place?
In our final category, Absolutely Automated, we hear from Tsegay Misikirtasu from Hungary, who talks about a tool for automated essay evaluation, which assesses, evaluates, and grades essays automatically by measuring how close the students get to the professor's model answers. But what happens if the student is more intelligent than the professor?
Yeah, these students, which are much more intelligent than even the professor, and there might come such an idea.
But now, let us start with the show. In our first category, Absolutely Learnable, Hannah Peter will talk about a classroom response system and her personal experience with Slido.com. She's an exchange student from Brock University in Canada and is also acting as a course assistant for communication classes at Reinhard Campus. Over the last 3 weeks, she has tried her hand at teaching with this classroom response system technology. Let's listen to her fresh experiences in trying to change the culture of teaching by giving more power to the quiet and shy students.
Classroom response system is a way to integrate the students into the lesson. Rather than the teacher speaking to the students and giving them the information, the students are participating, showing that they're understanding the content, mostly letting the students teach themselves also.
Okay, but how does that work? It sounds like technology is involved in it.
The most common system is the clicker system, where you have questions and then the audience has to give an answer.
Okay.
But we're using a application called Slido.
Mm-hmm.
And this, it's kind of similar, but you have a more visual representation of the answer. It's completely anonymous, which is also very helpful.
Okay.
So if a student gives the wrong answer, the spotlight's not on them, just
mm-hmm.
as if they rose their hand in class and
okay.
answered incorrectly.
Technically speaking, this sounds easy to manage, but what do you expect to get out of this that you wouldn't get out of it if you had a regular classroom with a teacher at the front and asking questions?
Well, I don't think students would give the answers as much as they do mm-hmm. in this way. Comparing Canada to Germany, I think that students here are more eager or willing to raise their hands and accept the criticism from the teacher. But still, I don't think as many students answer as they do when it's an anonymous platform.
Okay. So in some classes here, clearly this is the regular form of learning. And you have the impression that Slido can enhance this? Or would you say that Slido might be even better in Canada, where the students are not so used to raising their hands and saying something?
yes, in Canada, that this might be more effective in terms of having students participate in implementing practical work into our studies or more critical thinking into the studies. Okay. But here, I've noticed that Slido helps develop the skills even more that the students have. So I think that in any culture or situation that this application could be very useful. This is just another way to relay the information to the students that don't get it the first time, which I think a lot of students don't get it the first time.
So you would say this doesn't replace the other teaching, but it would be useful as a repetition of what you've already done or for quizzes?
I think that it doesn't replace the other teaching, but it complements it. I think that the two different teaching styles are necessary, but they should be used together rather than one or the other. So this way you can use both teaching styles and create a more democratic classroom and an environment that suggests that failure is okay and you can learn from your mistakes and to not be embarrassed by them.
Well, that really sounds plausible, as it's always a challenge to encourage the quieter students. So is this technology mainly useful for big lecture theatres? This question brings us to our second category of today's show, Absolutely Teachable, in which I interviewed Dr. Jalal Kawash, a lecturer from the University of Calgary, Canada. He has used classroom response systems in his lectures for years and talks about the benefits for his students.
A classroom response system is an application that allows interaction in the classroom through the system. And it gives the chance for every student to answer questions using their phones or laptops or mobile devices. If you ask a question, let's say, for a class of 100 students, well, there's no way all 100 students would answer that question. Right.
So is it only for big classes where you cannot get responses from many people by asking them to contribute?
Perhaps, but they are very useful as well in smaller classes. Personally, I started looking into those when I was challenged with increasing the engagement in large classes, because it's more challenging than smaller classes. However, I see now the benefit of using those even in smaller classes.
What is the benefit for the educator?
The benefits are a lot. I mean, getting information, getting feedback from students, it's always beneficial to get immediate feedback. So if you are in a classroom explaining a certain concept, you want to know where the class stands. First of all, students think it is fun. It engages them. Mm-hmm. So it's no longer like a classical lecture type where you're standing and dumping information on everybody. Essentially, they participate with these activities. It does not wear off. They always like it. Of course, these questions in my case are always surprises. So they don't know essentially when the question is coming. So it does benefit everybody.
How can this go horribly wrong? You must have had some situations where you just thought, I wish I hadn't introduced this.
Personally, I haven't had such situations, but I heard stories. And in my opinion, most of the time, if you misuse the tool, of course it could fire back. For instance, I'll give you a very simple example. If you design a feedback question, and then you see most of the class get it wrong, and you keep on going, you don't address that.
Okay.
So what is the purpose of this question in the first place? Right? The students are going to be ticked off in that case.
I understand that most of your students would be accessing this through their mobile phones. Is it sometimes complicated to get them off their mobile phones afterwards? Once they have given the answer in their mobile phones, they might be wandering off to Instagram or to something else.
I can't tell what the students are doing on their phone, but I can tell you that when they are motivated, they want to pay attention to the next section in the lecture. The majority of students say that this tool forces you to pay attention in class.
Let us hope Jalal is right and the students get motivated and they pay attention to all our classes in the future. From my own experience of Hannah using CRS in some of my classes over the last 3 weeks, I must agree that the classroom response system really helps focus students' attention and gives more voice to the quieter students. So I will keep using it. In our last category, Absolutely Automated, Tsegay Misikir Tashu, a PhD student from Hungary, suggests solutions for making the teacher's job easier. Sounds good. To be honest, I was a little shocked about the idea when I heard it at the CSEDU conference in Portugal. He's developing a computer application which can actually evaluate the contents of an essay submitted by students without the lecturer looking at it. It can assess and grade an essay according to the attributes and model solutions defined by the teacher beforehand. Should we be worried about this?
The idea is to automate the assessment. Yeah, so if we can have systems which can really help professors in assessing this essay kind of questions, that professor will put his candidate solution, that he may put 5 or 6 solutions to his question, then the students will provide their answers.
Right.
And then the student's answer will be compared to those of the professor's candidate answer.
Right.
What is the ideal essay then? Is the ideal essay the one that comes closest to one of the 5 sample essays that the professor has put in?
Yeah, it has to be one of them. We have to come to closest to one of the solutions that are put by professor.
Okay, and the proximity to one of these 5 or a combination of those would determine how good your grade is?
Yeah, it will be determined based on those things.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, what if the student is more intelligent than the professor, which would be the ideal case, actually? So what, the essay doesn't come close to the professor's, but probably has a better solution.
Yeah, these students, which are much more intelligent than even the professor, and there might come such an idea. But we were just thinking to include some additional further reference.
Now, you're creating a beast there, an automated computer that reads our essays. Is that the only thing that the grade is based on in the end, or does the professor look at it as well?
There is an option that we are trying to develop now, which the professors can interact to the system, and they can just review whether the system is doing well or not.
Do you think the system would also work for a more creative process?
Yeah, in those areas where, for example, if you want student to write what he's thinking about something. So in this scenario, it has to be a human being or a professor who has to assess those things.
Okay. Now, do you have any worries about this system? Let's imagine this system is connected with your name in the future and the machine has your name on it. Would you be a little worried about it?
Well, I don't have a problem to be used as it is, but it's not about replacing a professor, but it's about helping the professors who are really, really busy. And we have to choose where we are. We have to use such a system. If we use this system to evaluate the intellectual capability of the students, if it will be used in an appropriate place, it's fine, and I don't have a problem with it, and it's fine.
At a conference a couple of years ago, somebody said something very useful, which is still in my mind, and that was, for all those professors in the room who are worried that they might be replaced with a machine, maybe you should be replaced by a machine. Well, to be honest, I have a feeling this system will not be very appropriate for my own intercultural classes. As students, they are trained their critical thinking, have to produce original content, and it would be difficult to define a so-called perfect model answer. However, this piece of didactic science fiction, which seems to be a reality already, has really made me think. Not only because Sergei gave an excellent presentation, which won him an award at the conference. Thank you to all who joined us for our show today. How about you? Have you ever thought about using innovative techniques to teach or to learn? Will you be able to adapt to the changing culture of teaching and learning using technology to your advantage? What do you think about using automated essay grading to relieve overworked teachers? Let us know on our website at absolutelyintercultural.com. Here you can get more information about this and previous episodes. And if you liked our show, please like us on Facebook too. By the way, did you know that you can also get us on iTunes? You can subscribe to us there for free and give us a rating and a comment. We would very much appreciate that. Our next show will be coming to you from Anne Fox in Denmark on the 1st of June. Until then, bleiben Sie absolut interkulturell. Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig tvärkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.